The great Tim McMahon is live on the Comcast Business Hotline from Lincoln Financial Field. T-Mac, good to have you back, man.
Great to be back, guys. What's going on?
We're just talking about the Matrix and ducking and, you know, easing guys into the offense. It's always easy to ease you into the pregame show, T-Mac. So help us out with, of course, Golden Tate, the new addition. What should we expect tonight? Do we get some fireworks right away, Tim?
I think that there's certainly a possibility for that, and that is actually Golden Tate's game. If you look back all the way from when he first came in this league in 2010, you know, he's number two over that time in yards after the catch behind only Antonio Brown. So this is a guy that if you just get the ball into his hands in space, he can really create. And you just have to look no further than week four when he played these Cowboys and he had 100-plus yards, two touchdowns, including a 45-yard touchdown that really he just took a short pass along the right sideline and just kind of did his magic. And I think that the Eagles have been somewhat ambitious with the way that they've been feeding the playbook to him, certainly not overloading him, but they know that he's a veteran and a smart veteran who can absorb a lot in a short amount of time. And so I think that you're gonna see him active in this game. He's gonna be moving around a little bit. And fortunately, you know, he's the best screen wide receiver in the NFL, so you can do those short screens to him. You could probably do some RPO pops to him. Just get the ball in his hands and let him create. And he's already shown this season that he can do some damage against these Cowboys.
Tim, you're talking about active, but the inactives just came out. Maybe a little bit of surprise, maybe not for you, but I think some people out here are or will be a little surprised when you let us know what's going on with Lane Johnson. And then tell us, how do you think this plays out? Is it okay? Is it something that they prepared for? Or was this a last-minute thing?
Well, according to Doug Peterson all week, he was on track to play. You know, so it does come as a slight surprise in that respect. I mean, if you kind of zoom the lens back and recognize that he has a grade 2 MCL sprain that he's always only 2 weeks removed from, that's usually a multi-week absence for sure, and usually about a month absence. But we have come to know Johnson as somebody who plays through just about everything. But as we were kind of watching the warm-ups unfold tonight, there's no Johnson out on the field. Is he going to come out? Kind of the waiting game happens, and then you see Jordan Mailata come out from the tunnel, and he's got his game pants on. So, okay, well, he's up, so maybe Johnson's down. And sure enough, those inactives came out, and there will be no Johnson in this game. And it looms potentially large and puts kind of a spotlight on Halapulavati Vaitai. And he's been up and down this year in particular when he's had his chances going up against a pretty decent pass rush here. And so, you know, it is going to be kind of a big spot to watch to see if it becomes a factor or not. I mean, this is an offensive line that has dealt with its share of injuries this year, no doubt. We know that Jason Peters is battling through a number of injuries. Lane Johnson's been dealing with injuries on down the line. So, yeah, this is a pretty significant development and certainly worth watching tonight.
Hey, Tim, being down on the field there, who was receiving the punts? I'm worried about that tonight. Who was the punt return down there? We're trying to figure out who's going to take most of those duties tonight. Are they sharing it tonight, or who was out there with the first team punt return unit?
Yeah, that's a good question, Jason. I didn't catch who was fielding it in pregames with a portion I was watching. They weren't doing that exercise.
Okay.
But there's a couple candidates for that spot. I mean, they're not in an ideal position, as we know, with DeAndre Carter being released because Darren Sproles is coming back, and then Darren Sproles re-aggravates the hamstring injury, and he's on the shelf. And so that leaves guys like Corey Clement, Nelson Aguilar, as two potential guys who can go back. Really, I think you're just trying to avoid disaster when it comes to special teams and punt return. I mean, you just want to make sure that you get some, that you're fair catching the ball properly, that you're making sure that it, you know, doesn't bounce off you and then onto the turf. I think that's going to be the primary objective. It's not the ideal situation for special teams coach Dave Phipp, but they'll just have to feel their way through this game and hope that they can find something more concrete as they move forward.
Tim McMahon is live from Lincoln Financial Field, joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline. T-Mac, the running game, we've been talking about that a little bit, and we know the addition of Golden Tate to the offense, but what should we expect again? Are we simply looking, now that we know that Darren Sproles is not there, DeAndre Carter, of course, out with the punt returns, as Jason just spoke to you about, but now with the running game, is this what we should expect for the remainder of the season, and will we get a bigger dose of Josh Adams based on what we saw from him before the bye week in against Jacksonville.
Yeah, it seems like the coaching staff is getting high on Josh Adams, and I think rightfully so from what they saw in Jacksonville, what he's been able to do. Kind of a short sample size, and now basically out of necessity, he's going to have to come on here. I think one of the more surprising developments has been the fact that Corey Clement hasn't really ascended given this opportunity that he has in front of him. At the beginning of the year, if you told me this was the situation and it was Josh Adams along with Wendell Smallwood and Corey Clement, I'd tell you that Clement would be the workhorse. But you look at his production, it just really hasn't been there. We know that injury has been a factor for him. He's been dealing with that quad injury. But even so, I think that there's been moments in the game that you can see where there's some pretty clear holes that he just doesn't seem to be seeing at times. So, to that point, I think that Smallwood has shown out more than expected and will continue to be in the role. And I think that Adams is going to start eating away at some carries if Clement doesn't get himself on track.
Timmy, do they change things schematically when they have a Rasul Douglas in there at corner as opposed to a Jalen Mills? Is it more of a press thing using his size? Is it going to be more of the same where it's keep the ball in front of you, try not to bite on double moves? What difference can we see with Rasul starting back there?
Yeah, I think the major thing is you hit it on Bob. Just make sure that you don't get it behind you. But also, you know, I think one of Douglas's strengths is, you know, he's a long, you know, physical player that you can do a little bit of press with. One thing that's interesting that we can keep an eye out tonight, I was just looking at this stat from ESPN Stats and Information, and that is that the Eagles blitz Dak Prescott more than the league average, and kind of by a significant margin. They blitz him on 35% of his dropbacks as opposed to the rest of the NFL that's at 27%. That is of particular note considering we know that Jim Schwartz doesn't like to roll with the blitz now. So how does that factor in tonight? All right, well, one, they seem to think that they can have success by blitzing Prescott. Two, you have Rasul Douglas on the outside on an island at times. And so maybe Schwartz kind of plays the role like he did in London against the Jaguars and ratchets up the blitz again tonight. That might be one way to help safeguard a secondary that's operating without Jalen Mills and Sidney Jones also out for this game.
Tim, final one for us. Tim McManus joining us live on the Comcast Business Hotline. Tim, what has been, with eight games to go, five against the division and three tough ones outside of the division against the Saints, Rams, and Texans, the message from Doug Peterson going into, obviously, one game at a time, but an opportunity for them there still to win this division. What was the message after the bye week?
Well, the thing I think really for the entire season is to keep the eyes forward. This is a unique situation that they've never been in coming off of a Super Bowl championship, and there was a lot of having to kind of push through everything that comes with that early on. And I think also the first half didn't unfold the way that they wanted to. But Peterson wanted to kind of hit the reset button in the fact of, you know, don't look what's behind you, whether you're talking about the Super Bowl run of a year ago, whether you're talking about a rocky start to the 2018 campaign, and just look at the opponent right in front of you. And it should be pretty easy to dial in because, you know, even though the Cowboys haven't had a great start to this year, they're still the Cowboys. They still have the star on their helmet, and it still brings out some natural juices from the players inside of that locker room. But really, he just wants to, you know, keep an eye on the prize, you know, keep your head down and honestly just make sure that the one thing that he has is be where your feet are, you know, and that's what he wants from his guys tonight, just to make sure that they're taking care of business. And it is kind of a tough road, as you mentioned. There's some good opponents on here, but there's also opportunity with five of the division games remaining on this schedule.
Absolutely. Tim McManus, as always, man, great catching up with you. And we'll be hearing from you during the week and check in with you next week for the pregame show. Man, enjoy the game tonight. We'll be reading you on ESPN.com.
All right, Tim.
All right, sounds great, guys. Enjoy the
game. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you. Tim McManus live on the Comcast Business Hotline.